Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear someone welcoming a group of visitors to Ocean Life Sea Park. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to Ocean Life. It's wonderful to see so many people here today. I'm sure some of you have been here before, but if you haven't, please spare a few minutes before you begin your visit so that I can tell you something about our sea park. As you probably know, water covers over two-thirds of our planet, yet we're only just beginning to explore our oceans. Here at Ocean Life, we try to recreate parts of this world so that everybody can experience its wonders in the most enjoyable and relaxing way possible. Ocean Life is set in fantastic grounds, and we advise you to spend several hours wandering around. There are over 40 displays, from crabs to penguins, to sharks for you to see, as well as plenty of other activities for all the family. We feel that it is better that some sea life, such as whales, dolphins, and some types of sharks, aren't kept in a sea park, because they have better lives in their natural homes. However, although you won't see these creatures here, you will read about them in many of our interesting and educational displays. Education is important, but we know that being entertained while finding things out is equally important, especially for our younger visitors. We do this very successfully through our talks and feeding demonstrations. These occur throughout the day. You'll find information about times in your programme or on the posters just inside the entrance. Our specially trained educational staff can answer any of your questions about the sea, sea life, pollution, and conservation. We also encourage school visits and help parents and teachers by providing information and ideas for use in the classroom, both before and after. We invite teachers to come before the visit to discuss anything they are uncertain about, and we offer special rates for education groups throughout the week. Ocean Life is also well known for its rescue programs. We offer care facilities for injured creatures sent to us from different parts of Europe, which we return to their natural homes when they're strong enough. We are also involved in many projects throughout the world, and it is our aim to make sure that our visitors become aware of the problems and dangers that affect sea life. If you want to find out any more about our programmes and to look at ways that you too can help, there are plenty of leaflets at the entrance. Please take one. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm now very happy to answer any of your questions.
Now listen again.
Welcome to Ocean Life. It's wonderful to see so many people here today. I'm sure some of you have been here before, but if you haven't, please spare a few minutes before you begin your visit so that I can tell you something about our sea park. As you probably know, water covers over two-thirds of our planet, yet we're only just beginning to explore our oceans. Here at Ocean Life, we try to recreate parts of this world so that everybody can experience its wonders in the most enjoyable and relaxing way possible. Ocean Life is set in fantastic grounds, and we advise you to spend several hours wandering around. There are over 40 displays, from crabs to penguins to sharks for you to see, as well as plenty of other activities for all the family. We feel that it is better that some sea life, such as whales, dolphins, and some types of sharks, aren't kept in a sea park, because they have better lives in their natural homes. However, although you won't see these creatures here, you will read about them in many of our interesting and educational displays. Education is important, but we know that being entertained while finding things out is equally important, especially for our younger visitors. We do this very successfully through our talks and feeding demonstrations. These occur throughout the day. You'll find information about times in your programme or on the posters just inside the entrance. Our specially trained educational staff can answer any of your questions about the sea, sea life, pollution, and conservation. We also encourage school visits and help parents and teachers by providing information and ideas for use in the classroom, both before and after. We invite teachers to come before the visit to discuss anything they are uncertain about, and we offer special rates for education groups throughout the week. Ocean Life is also well known for its rescue programs. We offer care facilities for injured creatures sent to us from different parts of Europe, which we return to their natural homes when they're strong enough. We are also involved in many projects throughout the world, and it is our aim to make sure that our visitors become aware of the problems and dangers that affect sea life. If you want to find out any more about our programmes and to look at ways that you too can help, there are plenty of leaflets at the entrance. Please take one. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm now very happy to answer any of your questions.
That is the end of part 2.